जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद, जय हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivacharya Ashtotra Shashim Divine Grace Abhay Charnarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Samishta Prabhupad Ki Jai Granthra Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Nashta Prayasva Bhadreshu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Neshtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23. Text number 15 to 19, which is displayed there.
Whichever one you want.
Okay. Yeah.
Multiple choice.
Okay. So maybe we can chant the first verse. 10:23:15. Gatvath patni shalayam. Drishtva sina svalankritah. नत्वा द्विज सतीर्गोपाः प्रश्रिता इदम् अभ्रुवन्. गत्वाथ पत्नी शालायां दृष्ट्वा शीना स्वलंकृताः नत्वा द्विज सतीर्गोपाः प्रशीता इदम् अब्रुवन् गत्वाथ पत्नीशालायां दृष्ट्वा सीना स्वलंकृताः नत्वा द्विज सतीर्गोपाः प्रश्रिता इदम् अब्रुवन् गत्वाथ पत्नीशालायां श्वासीन स्वलंकृता सतीर्गोपा पतिशालायां पत्नीशालायां पत्नीशालायां प्रशिता इदम् अभ्रुवन् गत्वा गोइंग अथ देन पत्नीशालायां इन द हाउस ऑफ द वाइफ्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस दृष्ट्वा सीइंग देम आसीनाः सिटिंग सु अलंकृताः नाइसली ऑर्नामेंटेड नत्वा बोइंग डाउन टू ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस द्विज सतीहि टू द चेस्ट वाइव्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस गोपाः द काउहर्ड बॉयज प्रश्रिताः हम्ली इदम् दिस अभ्रुवन् स्पोक ट्रांसलेशन द कावर्ड बॉयज देन वेंट टू द हाउस वेर द ब्राह्मणस वाइफ्स वर स्टेइंग देयर द बॉयज सॉ दोज चेस्ट लेडीज सिटिंग नाइसली डेकोरेटेड विथ फाइन ऑर्नामेंट्स बॉइंग डाउन टू द ब्राह्मणा लेडीज द बॉयज एड्रेस देम इन ऑल ह्यूमिलिटी नमो व विप्र पत्नीभ्यो निबोधत वचांशिनः इतो विदूरे चरता कृष्णे नेहेशिता वयम् द काउहर्ड बॉय सेड ओबेसेंसेस ऑन टू यू ओ वाइफ्स ऑफ द लर्नेड ब्राह्मणस काइंडली हियर आवर वर्ड्स वी हैव बीन सेंट हियर बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णा हु इज पासिंग बाय नॉट फार फ्रॉम हियर घाश्चारयन् स गोपाले सरामो दूरमागतः भुभुक्षितस्य तस्यानं सानुगस्य प्रदीयताम् He has come a long way with the cowherd boys and Lord Balaram tending the cows. Now he is hungry, so some food should be given for him and his companions. Shrutvachutam upayatam nityam taddarshanotsukha तत् कथा कथाक्षिप्त मनसो बभुवूर्जात संभ्रमाः द वाइफ्स ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस वेर ऑलवेज ईगर टू सी कृष्ण फॉर द माइंड्स हैड बीन एन्चेंटेड बाय डिस्क्रिप्शंस ऑफ हिम दस एज सून एज दे हर्ड दैट ही हैड कम दे बिकेम वेरी एक्साइटेड चतुर्विधं बहुगुणं अन्नम आदाय भाजने अभिसश्रु प्रियं सर्वाः समुद्रम इव निमग्नगाः.
Taking along in large vessels the four kinds of foods, full of fine tastes and aromas, all the ladies went forth to meet their beloved, just as rivers flow toward the sea.
Purport: Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that the wives of the Brahmanas experience conjugal feelings towards Krishna as if he were their paramour. Thus they could not be checked as they rushed to see him.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurmlitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha.
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So, taking blessings of Senior Vaishnavas, thank you for giving opportunity for this Bhagavatam class. So, very beautiful pastime, the Brahmanas' wives blessed. And we are reading four verses today, starting from 15. So, the first verse here we read, that how the cowherd boys went to the Brahmana's wife. So what happened before that? First they went to the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas, they didn't care. They were absorbed. They were busy in their ritual sacrifices. They didn't know that the actual purpose of all sacrifices is to please Vishnu. And here Krishna himself was asking them. But still they were not interested to give. I mean they were so, you can say, so foolish. And then the cowherd boys came back to Krishna. And Krishna said, don't worry. This is the nature of asking someone charity. So Srila Prabhupada also writes in Krishna book that when we ask for donations, sometimes we'll be refused. So I did some service for fund collection for Gurukul. So I remember, it's not that everybody you go, they'll give funds. Sometimes people, they insult you and they say, go away from here, we don't want to give. So Krishna said, that's the service, you know, when we go to preach, to distribute books, not everybody will take books, or not everyone will give donation, but we have to do our service. So Krishna is teaching here. Don't worry, go again. Now go to the wives of the Brahmanas. So like that, you know, book distributor, one person says, no, we don't stop. We go to another person, like that. So Krishna said, don't worry, go to the wives of the Brahmanas now. And then they went to the wives of Brahmanas, great devotees, Dvijapatni. And as soon as the cowherd boys, what they told? So they went to the house of the Brahmanas where the wives were there. They were decorated, they were chaste ladies, it is said. Sati is the word used for chaste ladies. So Dvija Satihi. They were very chaste ladies. They were sitting nicely decorated. And the boys, they bowed down before the ladies. You see? Again, another lesson that not that the boys, cowherd boys are proud, oh, we have been sent by Krishna. No. They bowed down with great humility. So when you go for preaching also, like Prabhupada says, Dante Trina, what is that? Dante Trina, that Mahaprabhu, Prabhadanand Saraswati, he writes that when we go for preaching, we should carry straw in our mouth and beg that, oh sadhava, oh gentlemen, you are so, first glorify, you are so good, you are so great. And then say that, please forget whatever you have learned and accept the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, the cowherd boys, they went and bowed down before the Brahmana ladies and then addressed them with, in all humility. What they said? Obeisances unto you, namo vo vipra patni bhyo. It's a plural that my obeisances, our obeisances to all of you, wives of learned Brahmanas, kindly hear our words. We have been sent here by Krishna. So they're acting as messengers of Krishna. So when we are also preaching, what should be our mood? We are messengers of Krishna, of Srila Prabhupada, just like postman, just delivering a message, that's all. So the cowherd boys having the same mood, they are saying, we are just carrying a message from Krishna to you. What is our message? The message is that Krishna, Balaram, they have been herding the cows and now they are hungry. So he, Krishna, Balaram and their companions, they are hungry, so kindly give some food to them. So very simple, right? They have been sent by Krishna, so just went, paid obeisances and gave the message. And now see the reaction, what happened to the Dvijapatnis. So just see the contrast. Earlier we have heard that when they went and told the same thing to the Brahmanas, they didn't care. They were busy in their own sacrifices. But as soon as the Dvijapatnis, the wives, they heard, what happened? The wives of the Brahmanas were always eager to see Krishna, for their minds had been enchanted by descriptions of him. So this is a very interesting question, that because, some might be think that how they became devotees? How the wives of Brahmanas became devotees? So here is the answer. Because they had heard about him. So later you will see in the purports, it's mentioned that Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that because where this pastime happened, you know? Anyone knows where this pastime happened? Very, very nearby. Just 4 kilometers from Bhat Road. When Brajbandal Parikrama, on the first day they go to that place, once I had gone. Just near Mayavati Hospital. Very, just 4 kilometers from here. There's a small hill, there's a beautiful temple of Krishna. So that's the place where this pastime took place of Yajnapatnis. Very close from Vrindavan. So you can say between Vrindavan and Mathura, something like that. So they, in fact, is considered the border between Vrindavan and Mathura. Because very next to that is Akrura Ghat. So when Akrura took Krishna Balaram from Vrindavan to Mathura, so that's the place where they took bath and Akrura saw Krishna and Balaram as 400 form. So it is said that the Vrindavan Krishna, he stayed back there only. And Vasudev Krishna, he went from there along with Akrura. So very nearby this place where this pastime happened. So from Vrindavan, many fruit sellers or flower vendors or many people used to come and go. So they used to narrate Krishna's wonderful pastimes. So just by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, the Brahmana's wives, they became so attracted to Krishna. That's very important lesson from this pastime, that how hearing about Krishna is so important. Because unless we associate with a devotee of Krishna and hear about Krishna, we can't become a devotee. Then even if Krishna comes before us, we can't appreciate Krishna. See, the opportunity was given to the Brahmanas also, that Krishna is calling. But because they didn't get the mercy of devotees, they never heard about Krishna. But the wives of Brahmanas, they heard about Krishna. They were simple ladies. They heard about Krishna and they got attracted to Krishna. So they were already eager for darshan. The moment they heard that, oh, Krishna has come so close, nearby. He is calling us. And it is mentioned that it was like Ashoka forest where they went. Ashoka trees were there. So immediately they became excited because they were already eager to have darshan of Krishna. Tad darshana utsukaha. There's a word called utsuk. In Hindi also we say that means very eager. So we know that eagerness is a great, a devotee should be eager to have darshan of Krishna. Tatra lalyam api eka mulyam. So the brahmana's wives were very eager to have darshan of Krishna. The moment they heard that Krishna is coming, they became so excited. What they did? Immediately, they didn't take permission from their husband, nothing. Immediately, they took all big vessels filled with four kinds of prasad, like we sing in Mangala Arati. Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasado Swadanna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan Kriteva Tripting Bhajata Sadeva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So here also Chaturvidham is mentioned. Chaturvidham Bahugunam. So they took four kinds of prasad. What are the four kinds of prasad? That which is chewed, chavya, that we chew, like rice, chapati, we chew. Then something that is swallowed, that we swallow, like some juice or something, you know, we drink soup, dal, whatever. Then something which is licked, you know, lick, like what do we lick? Achar, chutney. So we take in our finger and lick that. And the fourth is that which is sucked, like mango or something that we suck the juice. So chaturvidha. So four kinds of foodstuff should be offered to the deities, and that's what Srila Prabhupada taught, that how to offer to Krishna. And spiritual master becomes very happy to see when these four kinds of foodstuffs are offered to Krishna and devotees, they take prasad. So they took all four kinds of prasad. That's why in Rajbhog offering we'll see there's always some chutney, something to drink, like that, you know. So this is what Srila Prabhupada taught all of us, the chaturvidha, four kinds of foodstuffs. So Krishna should be offered these four kinds of foodstuffs, and all full of fine taste and aromas. And immediately the ladies went for to meet their husband. And what is the analogy? Did they go very slowly? Okay, we'll go. Okay, let wait some time. Let me. No. What they did? The example is given. They immediately went as rivers flow towards the sea. This example has been given in Bhagavatam many times. Rivers flowing towards the sea. Can anyone recall in which prayer the same analogy is given? Yes, thank you, Mataji. Queen Kunti's prayer. Yes. So Queen Kunti also prays like that in her prayers. Tvaimya ananya vishaya matir madhu pate sakrit ratim udvatam madha gange vaugham udanvati. Just like the rivers, they flow towards the sea with great speed. Especially if you go to Haridwar and in the Himalayas, you see the Ganga is so fast, flowing with a great speed. So Queen Kunti prays that, let my mind also flow towards your lotus feet with such a speed, just like Ganga flows towards the ocean. So similar example is given here. Just like rivers, they flow towards the sea. So many obstructions are on the way when Ganga is flowing, right? So many hills, cities. I heard that there are more than 100 dams on the way. But can anyone check the flow of Ganga? No. The Ganga still continues to flow. So this example has been in Bhagavatam many times. Like Kunti Maharani prays. Also Kapil Dev gives the same example in 3rd canto. That pure devotional service is ahetuki apratihata. Just like Ganga flowing towards the ocean. It cannot be stopped by any external circumstances. It's spontaneous. So this is same example, that the brahmana's wives, spontaneously they went to Krishna. Nothing could stop them. You see, 5,000 years back, now it's not a big deal, you know. We can go out of house, women, they travel freely. But in those days, society was very, very conservative. For a woman to go outside home without husband was like unthinkable. It was like, you know, leaving the home forever, because they would never accept a woman back to home if she left the home alone. That was the culture during those days. 5,000 years back, Vedic culture. In those days, leaving home without the permission of husband just to meet a boy in the jungle, in the forest, it's like unthinkable, the kind of sacrifice they did. Like just like the gopis. So very similar. So this is 23rd chapter, and 6 chapters later we'll hear the pastimes of the gopis, how they left everything to meet Krishna. So this is, like you can say, it's leading up to the highest, the epitome of surrender to Krishna. The gopis surrender to Krishna. This is also quite close. Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book that the pastime of the brahmana's wives, it's a practical proof of sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha sami masucha. So what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that one should give up everything, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja. So that same pastime has been, so in Bhagavatam we see so many examples. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is like an expansion of Bhagavad Gita. So whatever is mentioned in coded form in Bhagavad Gita, so all that we hear in elaboration in Srimad Bhagavatam. So who are the examples of devotees who left everything, sarva dharman parityaja, for the sake of taking shelter of Krishna? So many examples in Bhagavatam, but this pastime is one such example. The brahmana's wives, how they left their husbands to take shelter of Krishna. And later, of course, we'll read about the gopis. So this is something very inspiring, to see how they gave up everything for Krishna. Their home, their children, their husband. Because when they left, they knew that they'll never come back again. Of course, later we'll read that Krishna's mercy, Krishna said, go back, don't worry, they'll accept you back. Because Krishna is super soul in everyone's heart. So Krishna said, don't worry, you go back, I'm giving you guarantee, the husbands will accept you back, don't worry. But when they left home, they knew for sure that we can never come back home. So it's not an easy decision to take. But they did that. That is what Prabhupada mentions, that one should give up everything for Krishna. That's the meaning of surrender. And we see in the lives of great devotees, and the wives of the brahmanas are a very striking example of this aspect of surrender to Krishna. Another interesting thing we learn here from this pastime is that how material qualification is not at all needed in bhakti. Rather, sometimes it can be an obstacle for bhakti. Just like Kunti prays, Janma Aishwarya Shrutu Sribhi Edhamana Madhapuma. That this, to take birth in a very high family, in an aristocratic family, Brahmana family, to be very learned, to have a lot of wealth, to be very beautiful. In fact, these things can be obstacles in the path of bhakti. That is what we are seeing. The Brahmanas, they were so learned, took birth in high Brahmana families in Mathura, Vrindavan. But what's the use? They were so proud of their learning, and they didn't care. They said, oh, Krishna is an ordinary boy. Oh, we are busy doing sacrifices. Why? Why they were doing sacrifices? To go to heavenly planets. So what's the use of all the learning, Vedas? Nothing. It's all waste. So for bhakti, for devotion service, all these things are not necessary. Rather, they are considered to be obstacles. So the brahmanas, they didn't surrender to Krishna. They didn't care. Imagine, they got such a great opportunity. If they could have gone to meet Krishna and given, we could have glorified the brahmanas also. But they didn't do that. But their wives did it. So we shouldn't judge a devotee by external circumstances, that he's a man, woman. No. In bhakti, we have examples of so many great women devotees. The gopis, the highest devotees, they are women. Queen Kunti, so many Draupadi, and here the wives of the brahmanas. Nagapatnis, we heard few chapters back, that Krishna was so pleased by the prayers of Nagapatnis that he forgave Kaliya. So this is a very important, another important aspect from this chapter, that bhakti is beyond all bodily designations, beyond gender, beyond birth, beyond external qualification. That's what Rupa Goswami says in Act of Instruction. We should never judge a devotee based on his external situation. Like sometimes we have the mentality, oh, he's from this country, that country, he's Mlecha. No, we should never ever discriminate a Vaishnava based on that principle. A Vaishnava is beyond all bodily designations. This is a very strong message from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada emphasized it so many times in his lectures that we should never discriminate. Because in those days, the Gaudiya Math, they used to criticize, oh, this, or many in India, they should criticize that these Westerners, you know, how they are coming, how can they become Brahmanas, how can they worship the deities. No, Prabhupada was so strong. Said, no, the scriptures are very clear that bhakti is beyond all bodily designations. So, so this is what we read till now, but of course in future, in the coming days, we'll read the remaining verses, that how some of the husband brothers, they did try to stop them, but they didn't care, they ran. And in fact, we'll also see that one, and we'll read that how Krishna welcomed them. Another very interesting thing in this chapter is, it describes the first darshan of Krishna. That how when a devotee, he takes his first direct darshan. Of course, we are having darshan of the deities, we are chanting the holy names. But when we get sakshat darshan, when Krishna directly exhibits himself, gives his darshan to a devotee, usually at the stage of bhava bhakti or prema bhakti. So what is the reaction of the devotee? That also we see, because when the first time the wives of the brahmanas, they took darshan of Krishna, they were so, I mean, the symptoms of ecstasy, how it appeared in their bodies, and beautiful description, very beautiful verse, we'll read after a few verses. Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Varha Dhatu Praval Natvesh Anuvritamshe Vinyasta Hastena Itarena Dhunanu Abjam Karnot Palal Aloka Kapola Mukhabjahasam. I'll just read, because very beautiful verse, 22nd verse. His complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. So first description of the first darshan that the wives of the Brahmanas, Dvijapatnis, had of Krishna. So his complexion was dark blue, his garments golden. Wearing a peacock feather, they were wearing which kind of feather? Peacock feather. Colored minerals. So you see, sometimes our deities are decorated with colored dots, right? So this is what? Colored minerals. Sprigs of flower buds. Many times you see Krishna decorated with small flowers, you know, fresh flowers. And a garland of forest flowers and leaves. He was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. He rested one hand on the shoulder of a friend. Just like here we see Balram is resting on Krishna, right? You know, Krishna Balram. In the same pose, here Krishna was resting on some other coward boy. Sometimes you see young boys, when they stand, they usually rest their hand on some other boy. So Krishna is like the best, Naval Kishore, best teenager. So he was not standing like serious pose, no. In a very friendly way, putting his hand on another of his friend. And so very, what you can say, very heroic way, right? And taking a lotus and twirling it. Sometimes you see youth, young people, they show some kind of, so Krishna was just like that. He was putting one shoulder on his friend and the other hand he was twirling a flower, a lotus flower. Lilies graced his ears. His hair hung down over his cheeks. So the hairs came down on his cheeks and his lotus-like face was smiling. So this is a very famous verse of Bhagavatam describing Krishna's exquisite beauty. And then Krishna welcomes the Brahmana wives. He said, welcome, please come, what can I do for you? And the wives of the Brahmana said that we have left everything now, please accept us as your maidservants. We don't want to go back again. But then Krishna, very important advice there. What Krishna says to them? Krishna says, no, you should go back. Don't worry. Your husbands, your brothers, everyone, they will accept you. Don't worry. And then Krishna gives a very interesting instruction. He says, श्रवणात् दर्शनात् ध्यानात् मयि भावो अनुकीर्तनात् न तथा सन्निकर्षेण प्रतिये प्रतियात ततो घृणाम्. He says, it is by hearing about me, seeing me, my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names and glories that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your homes. Very interesting instruction. He says, don't think that just by being close to me, you will develop your love to me. No. We have seen that so many physical proximity is not important. Duryodhan, he was so close to Krishna many times, but did he develop love for Krishna? No. So many demons, they had darshan of Krishna, but did they develop love for him? No. So very interesting instruction. So how do we develop love for Krishna? Shravanat. By hearing about Krishna. Very important instruction. Krishna is saying, go back to your homes and continuously hear about me, meditate upon me. So Shravan Kirtan, so important. Krishna himself is saying that don't worry, you had my darshan, now go back. Meditate on my form, what you saw now. Hear about me, chant about me, and in this way you will develop your love for me. It's a very important instruction for all of us. So in this way, this chapter is very interesting chapter of Bhagavatam. Every chapter is interesting, every pastime is interesting, but somehow this is a very beautiful pastime. The wives of the Brahmanas, how they were delivered by Krishna. We just celebrated Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, and Srila Prabhupada reminds us again and again that why Krishna incarnates, why he comes here, just to give us his wonderful pastimes, so that we can hear about those pastimes. Because only by hearing about Krishna's pastimes, we can develop our love for him. There is no other way. Krishna is directly telling to the wives of Brahmanas that don't think that just by staying with me, you will develop your love for me. No. By hearing about me. So hearing about Krishna's pastimes is so important. That's the reason why Krishna mercifully comes to this earthly planet, so that he can do these wonderful pastimes and leave these pastimes for us in Bhagavatam, so that we can hear about them. And by hearing these pastimes, what will happen? We'll develop love for Krishna. We'll develop a desire to join Krishna's pastimes. That's the purpose Krishna comes. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti sarjana. Krishna tells so many, Srila Prabhupada quoted so many times this verse, that we have to read Krishna's pastimes and understand how Krishna's pastimes, his appearance is divine. And then Krishna is giving guarantee that once, if we leave our body, we will not come back here. So these wonderful pastimes are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we should take advantage of them. Read the wonderful pastimes, and especially Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada, in 71, he wrote Krishna book, right? 71. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada knew that, he was in doubt whether he would be able to complete the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. So he thought, let me present Krishna's pastimes in Krishna book, so that the world can get bona fide book about Krishna's pastimes. Because there's so much confusion, there's so much people, they misinterpret Krishna's pastimes. So Srila Prabhupada has given us a bona fide presentation of all Krishna's pastimes in the Krishna book. And of course, we have the 10th canto of Bhagavatam also. Disciples, they completed. So please, let's take advantage and hear the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Krishna himself is saying to the Dvijapatnis that please go back. You can develop your love for me by Shravanat, by hearing about me, not by simply staying with me. And the wives of Brahmanas, did they listen to Krishna's instruction? Yes, they did. And of course, they were feeling separation, but they went back to their homes. And what happened when they went back to their homes? The Brahmanas, they realized, oh, what great mistake we did. We got a chance to go and give Krishna bhoga. We didn't accept, but our wives went. How fortunate they are. And when the wives came back, they saw the wonderful symptoms of Krishna prema in their bodies. And the Brahmanas, they glorified that, wives are so great devotees, they condemned themselves that dhik, you know, the word they said, damn, you know, to hell is our learning, our Vedic knowledge, our yajnas. So, you know, very beautiful words they say. I'll just read. Yeah. Dhik janma, they say. Dhik janma, dhik vratam, dhik bahu gyatam, dhik kulam. To hell with our threefold birth, our vow of celibacy, our extensive learning. To hell with our aristocratic background and our expertise in the rituals of sacrifice. These are all condemned because we are inimical to the transcendental personality of Godhead. So they realized that what is the use of all our learning? To hell with all that. So they said, just see the unlimited love these women have developed for Krishna. So they accepted their wives as their spiritual masters. Said they are better than us. These women, they never went to Gurukul, they never practiced Brahmacharya, they never studied all the Vedas, but still they have so much devotion for Krishna. So in this way they glorified their wives, and they also got some devotion by the mercy of their wives. The second pastime, like Kaliya also, because of his wives he got mercy, Krishna left. Second pastime here also, by the mercy of the wives of the Brahmanas, they also developed some devotional service to Krishna. So these are some of the wonderful lessons and beautiful learnings we get from this pastime. I just thought we can sing a bhajan, Jai Radhe Jai Krishna, where the Nagapatis are glorified. Shall we sing? Okay. Yes, 1970, yeah. So let's sing that beautiful bhajan, Jai Radhe Jai Krishna, where the devotion of the Nagapatnis and the Dvijapatnis, the wives of the Brahmanas, is glorified. Jai Dvijapatni, Jai Nagakanyagan. Okay. So let us chant that beautiful bhajan. Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavana. Keshi ghat vanshi vata dvadasha kanana jaha sab lila koilo Shri Nanda Nandana. Shri Nanda Jashoda Jaya Jaya Gopagana Shri Damadi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagana. Shri Nanda Jashoda Jaya
Jaya Gopagana Sridhamadi Jaya Jaya Vrisha Bhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhira Nagari Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Majha Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakha Vatudvija Raja Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandana Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Jata Jana Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandana Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gana Bhakti Tejahara Pailo Govinda Charana Once again, Jaya Dvija Patni Jaya Naga Kanya Gana Bhakti Tejahara Pailo Govinda Charana Nagana Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manorama Mandala Jaya Jaya Radha Shama Jaya Jaya Jala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sara Parakiya Bhavi Jaha Vrajati Prachara Rasa Sarva Rasa Sara Thank you.
janava pada padma kariya smarana tina krishna dasa kahe nam sankirtana kariya smarana jaya radhe jaya krishna jaya vrindavana shri govinda gopinatha madana mohana jaya radhe jaya krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
Granthar Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions or comments? How to get faith in one of the purposes of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that we get faith by association with devotees. So when you associate with those devotees who have so much faith on Krishna, so we also, it's contagious, we also start getting that faith. When we hear from devotees, we have faith, so gradually the faith develops. Just like Srila Prabhupada, I mean, he had so much faith, it's as if that he has seen Krishna, the way he used to describe the pastime, the way he has written. So when we hear from such devotees, so gradually our faith also develops that yes, these people, they have seen Krishna. So it's not imagination, it's not some phantasmagoria, but they have realized they have seen Krishna. So we also develop faith. That's my understanding. Anything you want to add, Prabhuji?
Believing in the words of Srila Prabhupada, yes.
Thank you. Okay, Mataji.
I have a question about Sarada. And I'm not sure if Sarada, I think, on one hand, you see the example.
Yeah, very nice question that Arjuna also, he surrendered, but then Krishna said, you don't give up the fight, but here Dvijapatnis are left. That's why surrender is through the spiritual master. So when we accept the instruction of spiritual master, that is surrender. So depending on our situation, so sometimes the spiritual master may say that, okay, join full time as a brahmachari. So we can accept that and give up everything. But sometimes he may say, as a grihastha, no, do your duties. Especially Matajis, we have our, they should do their household duties. Therefore, we should surrender through bona fide spiritual master. So he'll guide us how to surrender. But the attitude of surrender is important. That just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that even though he's a grihastha, manasa deha gaya jo kishu mura arpilu tuva pade nanda kishu. Whatever I have, my family, my home, everything is yours. That attitude of surrender is more important. That you may have everything, but then your mood is that everything belongs to Krishna. Like Ambarish Maharaj, such a great king, but still he was very surrendered because his mood was that everything belongs to Krishna. So that mood of surrender is very important. And practically how to do it, that we should take guidance from spiritual master. Okay, one last question. Yeah. Yeah. Where do we get Shraddha? Yeah. Yeah, by association with devotees.
So it is mentioned in Mahabharata
that yes, thank you, very nice. Yes, thank you, very nice point. That faith also we get by mercy of Vaishnavas. That beautiful song, O Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Edashe Karuna Diya Padashaya Deva Shraddha Bindu. Give me a drop of faith. So therefore we should pray to Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, that by their mercy only we can get faith on Krishna, faith on Holy Name. Yes. Okay. Thank you. What we can do to hear more? Is that the question?
Yeah, hear nicely. How can you appreciate?
Yeah. So Prabhupada has given a system. We should all hear Srimad Bhagavatam class. So our temple president himself, Prabhuji, is setting examples. So many senior devotees are here. So that's a very nice example. Prabhupada himself, I think he writes in one of the, I heard that in Vrindavan, he himself used to come and hear classes by his disciples. So himself set that great example. We should definitely hear Bhagavatam class in the temple, and evening also we have Bhagavad Gita class, that's there. But other than that, also in small groups, I know many devotees, they read Bhagavatam together in small groups, or they read Krishna book together. So that is also one way we can do. And of course we have so many recorded lectures. So anytime we are free, we can hear Srila Prabhupada lectures or so many sannyasis in ISKCON. So in this way we can... Yes, yes. Yeah, that's nice point Prabhuji is mentioning, that when Srila Prabhupada was getting initiated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so in Prayag, so he told that, oh, I saw him, he likes to hear very much. Because when in Kosi, when they came for Brajmandal Parikrama, so there's an announcement that devotees can go for darshan of Seshasai Vishnu or they can stay back to hear class from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And very few devotees stayed back, maximum they went for darshan. So Srila Prabhupada stayed back, and even though he said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur lecture was so philosophical and difficult, but even if he didn't understand, he just stayed there and heard. And so his spiritual master recognized that, and he told that, yes, I have seen him, he likes to hear. So that is a very important qualification, that we must like to hear from our spiritual master, like to hear from senior Vaishnavas. Okay, so thank you all very much. Granthashrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.